Ever notice how the brilliant colleague who aces every technical challenge somehow manages to alienate the entire team? Or how that friend with average grades seems to glide through life's obstacles with remarkable grace? The difference isn't intelligence. It's something more fundamental. Research tracking over 500,000 people reveals that emotional intelligence accounts for 58% of job performance across all types of work. Those with average IQs outperform high IQ individuals 70% of the time. Here's the liberating truth. Unlike your fixed IQ or stable personality, emotional intelligence can be developed at any age. Your brain possesses neuroplasticity, the ability to forge new pathways through practice, transforming how you handle emotions just as weight training transforms muscles. The question isn't whether you're emotionally intelligent now, but whether you're willing to develop this skill that determines success more than any other factor. Picture surfer Butch Connor freezing as a great white shark appears beneath his board. This battle plays out in your brain dozens of times daily, usually with lower stakes but identical mechanics. Every experience travels through your limbic system, your emotional center, before reaching your rational frontal lobe. You literally feel before you think. This explains why you snap at your partner after a stressful day, or why your boss's email triggers instant anxiety before you finished reading it. Here's what changes everything. While you can't control that initial emotional flash, you can control what happens next. Emotional intelligence isn't about suppressing feelings. It's about recognizing them and choosing your response. As your EQ improves, you'll identify triggers and develop productive responses that become automatic, especially during stress when over 70% of people lose emotional control. Emotional intelligence divides into four skills across two domains. Personal competence, self-awareness and self-management, focuses on you alone. Social competence, social awareness and relationship management, governs how you understand and interact with others. Self-awareness means perceiving your emotions accurately as they happen and understanding your patterns. Service manager Dave sets clear long-term goals without sacrificing them for quick wins, while marketing manager Tina projects her stress onto others without realizing it. Self-management builds on that awareness, using emotional understanding to stay flexible and direct your behavior positively. Healthcare administrator Lane handles emotionally charged meetings with patients, conducting difficult terminations sensitively yet directly. IT consultant Jason responds to stress too quickly, sharply, or disjointedly, leaving coworkers stunned. Social awareness requires stopping your internal monologue to truly observe others. Pharmaceutical sales manager Alfonso reads any room and adjusts accordingly, while attorney Craig's dismissive body language reveals he neither listens nor considers other perspectives. Relationship management synthesizes all three previous skills, using emotional understanding to communicate clearly and handle conflicts constructively rather than avoiding or exploding. True self-awareness requires understanding your full emotional range. Since emotional reactions precede conscious thought, unacknowledged emotions don't disappear. They resurface unexpectedly, causing mounting damage. Stop labeling feelings as good or bad. When you suspend judgment and simply experience emotions, they run their course naturally. Each emotion exists to teach you something about yourself and your situation. Observe your ripple effects. When a manager publicly berates an employee, the entire team feels it, creating fear that stifles initiative. Understanding your emotional ripples helps you choose which ones to create. The greatest obstacle? Avoiding discomfort. Move toward uncomfortable feelings, into them and through them. Even mild discomfort like boredom offers growth opportunities. Lean in and discover the rewards. Learn to feel emotions physically. Close your eyes and notice your heart rate, breathing, muscle tension. Recall emotionally charged events and observe how your body responds. This training helps you recognize physical signs before you're mentally aware. Don't be fooled by moods. Negative moods cast dark clouds over everything. Good moods lead to impulsive decisions. Journal about your emotions.
Within a month, patterns emerge revealing which emotions deflate you, which energize you, and which are hardest to tolerate.
Self-management means acting on long-term interests despite emotional pulls. Start with breathing. Most people breathe shallowly, limiting oxygen to the brain, which needs 20% of your body's supply. When oxygen drops, your brain prioritizes survival over complex thinking. The fix? Slow, deep breaths through your nose until your stomach swells. Then exhale completely through your mouth. When emotion and reason clash, create a two-column list. Left side, what emotions urge. Right side, what reason suggests. This reveals where emotions cloud judgment. Leverage social accountability by making goals public. Count to 10 when emotions run hot. This kindergarten strategy prevents rash actions. For bigger decisions, sleep on it. Your self-talk profoundly influences emotional state. With roughly 50,000 daily thoughts triggering brain chemicals, this inner voice constantly evaluates you. Turn "I always" into "just this time," replacing "I'm an idiot" with "I made a mistake." Prioritize quality sleep and exercise. Physical activity releases serotonin and endorphins while strengthening brain areas responsible for decision-making and rational thinking. Social awareness means understanding others through body language and facial expressions. Start with basics. Greet people by name. Names connect to identity. People feel valued when remembered. Master body language through head-to-toe assessments. Eyes communicate most. Steady contact suggests trustworthiness, while shifty eyes may signal deception. Check if smiles are genuine by looking for crinkled skin at eye corners. Observe shoulders, torso, and limbs for tension or ease. Practice timing by asking the right questions at the right moment. Asking work questions when someone's venting emotionally shows poor awareness. Clear mental clutter blocking social awareness. Two culprits: constant internal chatter and formulating responses while others speak. Wait until someone completely finishes before responding. Live in the moment. Adults constantly worry about past and future, making presence impossible. Social awareness demands being fully where you are. Step into other shoes. Like actors embodying characters, this deepens understanding. When someone's put on the spot, set aside your beliefs and use your history with them to grasp their response. Catch the room's mood by scanning for energy levels, body positioning, and animation, or bring a socially aware guide, shadow them, and ask what clues revealed the mood. In a world fixated on IQ and credentials, we've overlooked what actually determines success. Emotional intelligence isn't soft science. It's the measurable difference between thriving and merely surviving. EQ skills rise with practice, but decline without it. Like physical fitness, emotional intelligence demands consistent effort, or circumstances overpower you, triggering old habits. Your brain's neuroplasticity creates new connections for practice. Repeated emotional responses strengthen pathways, eventually replacing old patterns. Studies show EQ changes lasting over 6 years. The key is consistency and patience. You'll stumble, you'll snap at colleagues or misread situations. That's not failure, it's being human. What matters is returning to these practices, strengthening neural pathways, and gradually transforming how you navigate life. Your success won't come from being the smartest person in the room. It'll come from understanding what's happening in yourself and others. Start today. Notice one emotion without judgment. Take one breath before responding. Ask one genuine question and truly listen. These small acts compound into transformation, one conscious choice at a time.